As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to Today in Sports Betting for Monday, November 28th. I'm your host, Doug Reed, and as always, you can find me on Twitter at Doug_Reed34. That's R-E-I-D 34. This is Sports Ethos presentation, and if you haven't checked this out already, head to sportsethos.com. You can get a list of all our podcasts, our articles, our information, our subscription packages. I'm part of the wagering group, and you can get our wager pass for $19.99 a month. Great deal. And if you sign in currently, you can get a first free month subscription. And the code is BOGO. Or just send me a DM and I can get you set up for how you can get in there and get the first free month. We've been doing well. Our NFL team, of which I am a very small part, I've been in the odd play. I haven't done much in the last couple of weeks officially, but they've been doing fantastic. Michael Fiddle's been doing a great job all year long. And my buddy Fish Fisher, he's a bit of our World Cup guy. He was our tennis guy through the summer. But he's right in the NFL. He's been doing really well. He, in fact, was up 10 units yesterday. 5-0 up 10 units. If you haven't already, check him out on Twitter. His Twitter account is at @fish_fisher, and then the number 4. So FISH_FISHER, and then the number 4. Good guy. Been doing really well in football. Him and Mike Fiddle have been handling things over there. And they've been doing a good job. So, great week, feast week in college basketball. If you are a fan, you would know what I mean. Some fantastic games, a lot of upsets, a lot of intrigue. A lot of people say this is kind of the slow season of college basketball until conference play starts, which is kind of mid to late December, early January. And there's some truth to that, but I think the NCAA has done it right. They've figured out this basketball thing, and they've got all these. A lot of them this week, but there was a couple I think the week prior, and there's still a few to come. But a lot of these small little tournaments where they get anywhere from 4 to 8 teams together, and mid majors against big schools, smaller schools against mid majors, and we've just been seeing a lot of really good games, a lot of exciting games. And what I've taken from all of this in college basketball this year, there is no clear cut favorite, which is fantastic. There's no Gonzaga and Duke kind of thing, or UNC and Kansas, Baylor, whoever of years gone by is a dominant force that everybody thinks will just coast through the season. And the question isn't if they'll get to the championship, it's if they will win it. I don't think that's the case. Houston seems to be the number one team, but we saw Gonzaga lose a couple games over the weekend. We've seen Purdue kind of come out of nowhere. They drilled Gonzaga. They drilled Duke. They beat West Virginia pretty easily. Nobody saw that coming. I don't think anybody had them in the top 25 to start the year. And I'm going to say when the polls come out later today, they're going to probably be in the – I wouldn't be surprised if they're top 5. They're certainly in the top 10. So, anyways, we've seen lots of great games in the NCAA. I think it's going to be a fantastic year, but a lot of excitement. NBA keeps trucking along. NHL has had some interesting scores recently as well. So lots going on, but let's get right to the board tonight and start in the NFL on the Monday Nighter. We've got what could be a bit of a snore fest. Pittsburgh is in Indy. We get the Colts at 2.5-point favorites, totally at 39.5. This number's come down. I think the Colts opened up at about 4, 4.5, maybe even close to 5 originally. I see most of the money coming in Pittsburgh, and I think that was more at the 3, 3.5 number. 2.5, it's probably flattening out a little. I would lean the Colts, but because I see all this bigger money coming in on Pittsburgh, this game's kind of a stay away for me. It's basically old man Matt Ryan versus young guy Kenny Pickett as he's taking over for the Steelers. Both teams have very good run defense. Pitt is, I think, the 5th best run defense against the rush, number five against the rush. And they get T.J. Watt back today, so even going to be even stronger. They will be a formidable task. Jonathan Taylor can run against anybody. But the question would be if Matt Ryan can move the ball. If he can move the ball a little, it's going to put less pressure on the run game. And I would lean towards Indy, especially getting less than a field goal here. Total 39.5. That number's come down 3 or 4 points as well. I like the under. I see this being a slow, low-scoring game. But with both teams defending the run well, they're probably going to have to put the ball in the air, and that can lead to, I think, can lead to a few more points being scored quicker. So both sides of this game probably much stay away from me. If I had to, I would lean Indy -2.5. Lean Indy probably anything up to -3. And the total, I would lean to the under, but not at 39.5. So probably going to be a stay away from me. We will get to the NBA. Let me just pull up the board here. 10 games in the NBA tonight. Some interesting, no great games, I don't think, but some interesting numbers, which caught me a little bit by surprise. So we're going to start in Philadelphia, where we have Atlanta in town. And let me just pull up my model here as well. You get the 76ers -1.5, total 221 here. You can get the Sixers -120 in the money line, or the Roadhawks at +100. This is pretty much dead in line with what I have. I have just over Philly, just over a 1-point favorite, and total just under 221. On the injury list, Clint Capella is questionable. DeAndre Hunter is questionable for the Hawks. For the Phillies, 76ers, Embiid is questionable. Harden is still out. Maxey's out. And Thibault is questionable. And P.J. Tucker is probable. If I had to lean here, I don't like ever going against Philly at home. With Embiid questionable, the game's a stay away from me. If he's playing, I'm on the Sixers. I think if he's announced that he's in, this goes up to maybe 2.5. If he's announced that he's out, I wouldn't be surprised if it swings to the Atlanta being the road favorite. So as it stands right now, I'd lean the Sixers. 1.5 is pretty reasonable price, but couldn't be pretty much a stay away from me. Next game of the night, 7:10. We have Minnesota in Washington to face the Wizards. And you get the Wizards 1-point favorite, total here 227.5. Checking out the injury report, no one really. Jordan McLaughlin's still out for Minnesota, but not a big name, not a big deal there. And Washington's fairly healthy. This is an interesting game. I actually have Minnesota as the road favorite by about 2.5 points. So I think there's some value there. They played at home last night, so second game of a back-to-back. When I looked into this a little deeper too, I saw most of the money coming in on Minnesota at +1. Well, he only had about just over half, about 55% of the bets was on Washington. So that tells me a little bit more of the majority of the bets, which is kind of the general public, because you're going to get a higher volume of bets, is coming in on Washington. But the big money, which is the pros or the sharps or whatever term you want to give to them, is coming on the T-Wolves. So when I see a number like that, my model says T-Wolves should be slight favorites. Both teams fairly healthy. The public is going slightly towards Washington. The sharp money is going towards Minnesota. I'm going to back the T-Wolves here, catching a point on the road. I did look at the money line. I can get it +100. I stuck with the +1 of the T-Wolves at -110. I'm also on the under here. The total here is 227.5, and I've got total about 222, so about 5-point difference here. Again, when I look at the numbers, about 85-90% of the money is on the under, but I've got about 60% of the bets on the over. So the public's backing the over, the sharp money's backing the under, and my model backs the under as well. And Washington likes to run, but like I've said here before, Washington is very inefficient. they play at a quick pace, but they are, I think last time I checked, they're about 15, 16 in the league in efficiency, but they're second or third, I think, in tempo. So they play fast, but on offense, they're not very efficient. So if they are on, they can certainly reach this number. But typical Minnesota is they're not going to be shooting that well. And I could see this game, especially second night of a back-to-back, make it a little tired legs, may try and stretch the game out a little. And Washington's been hot and cold. I know Bradley Beal went off for a big game yesterday, but they haven't exactly been lighting the scoreboard up either. And at a pretty even number, so this has to be about both teams scoring 113, 114, 115 range. And I could see the T-Wolves pulling out a one-point victory or less, and the number coming in just below that. So I'm on the T-Wolves plus one, and also on the over, the under 227.5. I can take a quick break, and when we get back, hit the rest of the board and hit the NCAA and the NHL later.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
All right, we are back for the rest of the NBA. Next game is in Boston, where we get the Celtics hosting the Charlotte Hornets. Celtics 10.5-point favorites. Total here is 225 on the nose. For Boston, everybody's fairly healthy. Al Horford's still out. Jaylen Brown is questionable. For Charlotte, LaMelo's still out. Gordon Hayward's still out. Cody Martin's still out. Terry Rozier is probable. Dennis Smith Jr. is out. And all those guys being out are why we see the Celtics with an easy win expected. 10.5. My model is about 8, so not going to really touch this game. I think the Celtics win. 10.5 is probably too much delay. I've got my model about a half point under 225, so I'm right on the number there. Aren't I sharp tonight? Watch this game be a mile off both of those. But regardless, I think the Celtics win. I think they win easy. Not really willing to lay double digits. I've had to lean. I'd lean Charlotte very slightly. And the number 225 completely off because I am right around there as well. 7:40 in the East. We have the Cavs traveling up north to Toronto to face the Raptors. Pulling up there. The numbers first. Raptors 3-point favorite. Total here 216 in what is obviously expected to be a defensive battle. For the Raptors, Prestige Chua is out. Delano Benton and Scotty Barnes are questionable, as is Pascal Siakam. So obviously Barnes and Siakam could move this number if they are ruled out last minute. From what I've heard, they're both expected to play. Cleveland, Jared Allen is out, which hurts. Other than that, Kevin Lowe out, Rubio still out. And other than those guys, fairly healthy. This is a tough game for me to call. The Raptors have been playing well lately. I have them just under 2-point favorites, and I have a total just over 217. So kind of in line with what these numbers are. If I had to lean, I would actually lean Toronto if all their guys are playing. So Van Vliet's healthy. If Siakam's back, I would take the Raptors. If Siakam and Barnes are back, I'd definitely take the Raptors. If they're both out, I would actually look towards Cleveland. I like the way Cleveland plays. Tough road game, I know, coming up here to Toronto. But if those two guys are out, I'd be on Cleveland. But don't know yet. So a bit of a stay away for me. The next game is an interesting one. Orlando is in New York to play Brooklyn. Brooklyn's 10.5, my favorite. 224 is the total. We have TJ Warren. No, he's listed as out. He was supposed to be back. And if you're a fantasy player, everybody's all excited about TJ Warren. Not excited, but talking about TJ Warren. Warren coming back and playing for the Nets. The guy hasn't played in 2 years, and there's nowhere for him to play in the Nets lineup on a consistent basis. He's not going to replace any of the shooters. He's not obviously going to replace any of their big three. So if you are, if you are a fantasy player and you're considering adding TJ Warren, I would think twice. I just don't think the guy's going to add anybody. He's giving a limit minutes restriction. And even when he plays, he'll be on a second unit, I think. And how much time is he really going to get? So anyways, that doesn't affect tonight's game. For Orlando, Cole Anthony is out. Mo Bamba is questionable. Wendell Carter Jr. is out. Fultz is out. But Banchero is back, and that is the good news. Jalen Suggs is out as well. So what does he add? I think he adds a few points this line, and the way the Nets have been playing, I'm not really sure that I can back them. My model has the Nets at about just over 6-point favorites, so I'm catching about 4 points. And the number I've got are just around 222, so I think the number is fairly in line at 224. But also, when I dug a little deeper, I see about 86% of the money's coming in, or call it 85%, of the money's coming in on the Magic, and 57% of the bets are coming in the Magic. So that shows me that, yeah, the public, but also some of the big money is coming in the Magic, and the public is slightly favoring the Magic just because of the big number, but 86% of the money is coming in on the Magic. That means the big money, or the sharp money, is coming in with the Magic. So 10.5 points, just a few too many to lay with Brooklyn in this case. So I'm actually on Orlando plus 10.5 because my model leans me that way and the sharp money leans me that way. So I've got a bet down there, Orlando plus 10.5 tonight over the Nets. 8-10 in the East. In New Orleans, we have Oklahoma City in town. New Orleans is a 5.5-point favorite. 232 is the total for New Orleans. Ingram is doubtful, which is not good news. CJ McCollum is obviously out, and Larry Nance is questionable. On OKC side, we have the usual Chet Holmgren is out. And then other than that, nobody really significant right now. So at about, what did I say? Is it 5.5? My model's at about 4, minus 4 for New Orleans. And my total's a little under. I've got about 227. Total here is 232. So not going to touch the side. Total maybe a little to the under. Especially with Ingram out or potentially out. If he's back in it, I wouldn't. But if he is, I would definitely look towards the under there. Next game. I think this will be an interesting game. I went back and forth what side. Couldn't really get anywhere. But let's talk about it anyways. We've got the Bulls traveling to Utah to face the upstart Jazz, who everybody thought would be in tank mode by now. But instead, they're in win mode. So good for them. For the Bulls, Lonzo Ball's obviously out. Caruso is questionable. And on the Jazz side, Mike Conley is out. Rudy Gay is out. Lauri Markkanen is questionable, which is not a good sign because that guy's been playing fantastic. My model has Utah about a 4-point favorite and the total around 227. So if anything, I lean to the under, especially with the Bulls on the road. Total's 235.5. I lean to the Bulls on the road, and I might actually lean towards the Bulls. No, sorry. I'd probably lean towards the Jazz catching two. My model has them about 4-point favorite. They're laying two. I like the Bulls. I like the way the Bulls have been playing, but I don't like them as much on the road. Love the Bulls at home. On the road, Not sure I really want to back them here, especially the way Utah's been going. So I'd be on the Jazz minus two. Next game, 9-10 in the East. We have Houston in town to face Denver. The Nuggets, 11.5-point favorite. Total here, 228. On the injury front for Houston, no one really of note. And for Denver, Michael Porter Jr. is doubtful. Bones Highland is questionable. Jeff Green remains out. Now, I found this game interesting, too, just because of the large number. I've got, in my model, I've got Denver about a 4-point favorite, which surprised me when I first saw it. So maybe tweak that a couple points higher, but not an 11-point favorite. And my total was fairly close. I had about 226.5, 228.5 is the total. Now I see it down to 228, so it's coming closer to my number. But 11.5 is just too many points. Sorry. It's 11.5 now. I saw it at 11 earlier today. So in the numbers I see, about 90%+ of the money is on Houston, and about 70% of the betting totals are on Houston. So the market's back in Houston. The big money's back in Houston. My model backs Houston. I'm back in Houston. I said +11.5 now. It's even better. Glad I held off. I will be putting that one in as soon as we get off here. So I like the Rockets, +11.5 at Denver. Going to kind of hold my breath on that one, but I think they can keep that game close and cover that big number. Second last game of the night in Sacramento, and I struggled with this one. Phoenix is in town, and they're 1-point favorites over the Kings. Total here, 233. For Phoenix, Chris Paul remains out. For Sacramento, nobody really of note there. When I look at my model here, I've got Sacramento about a 4-point favorite. So a huge swing, well, about 5 points. I mean, they're coming in as a 1-point underdog. I've got them as a 4-point favorite. Total here, I have about 227, but we know Sacramento can score and Phoenix can score. So 233, but a 5-6 point difference. I should probably lean to the under there. I am leaning to the under. I'm not going to play the under. And Phoenix, I'm considering pulling the trigger with Sacramento here at +1, home +1. They've been playing really well. Phoenix has been good, obviously, but with Chris Paul out, they're not quite as good as they are when he's there. And they're not quite the elite team that most people think they're on the West when he is not there. So might lean to Sacramento. I'm definitely leaning to Sacramento. Might pull a plug in Sacramento +1. That gets +1.5, +2. I'd definitely be on Sacramento. Last game of the night in Tinseltown, we have the Lakers hosting the Pacers. LA's 3.5-point favorite here. 238 is the total. And as usual, sure you can guess what this comes down to. The big boys, are they playing? AD and LeBron, both listed as probable. Anything I've seen today, they're both listed as expected to play. So if they are in, huge boost to the Lakers. If they're not, bit of a boost, obviously, to the Pacers. I've got this game at about 2.5 points, so can't touch the side. And the total I've got substantially less, around 228. So a good 10 points less. So if anything, I lean the under here. I'm going to consider this closer to game time tonight. I was on the Lakers. When AD and LeBron are in the lineup, they're a good, solid defensive team. When you take those guys out, it all goes to hell, frankly. Who knows what they are going to do? Or even if you take one of them out the way they've been playing. One of them can play offense and carry a team, but I don't know if they can both play defense. We saw that last week. They shut San Antonio down when they both played. And then the next night, AD sat and LeBron played. And I think it played the under and total was 235 or something. And they blew through that number. I thought that was an easy win, actually. Played the under two nights in a row. The first night, easy cast. The second night, missed it by a mile. So I lean the under in this game. The Pacers are known to be playing up tempo and not a lot of defense, so lots of scoring. But I think if LeBron and AD play, they'll be able to shut that down. And I would lean towards taking the under here in this game. So that wraps up the NBA. Like I said, an interesting slate. Not a lot of marquee games, some good games, some interesting games. Going to move on to college basketball. Now, what a week in college ball. And after that, you get the hangover Monday, which means not a lot of exciting games. Some interesting games, not a lot of exciting games. I'm not going to go through all. I'm just going to touch on a couple quickly. 7 o'clock, we have Minnesota at Virginia Tech. You can get Virginia Tech -12.5. Total is 128. Sorry, just trying to pull up my numbers here. I don't like Minnesota, I think they're having a bad year. They used to be a good bet at home, and I don't even think they're that. And here they're on the road. So this is a stay away for me. If anything, I would maybe lean towards Virginia Tech. I just don't like laying 12 and a half points. That's too many points in a college basketball game between two kind of middling teams. So if anything, I would lean Virginia Tech, pretty much stay away from me. Going down, we have Southeast Missouri State, SEMO, at Milwaukee, 8 o'clock. We've got Milwaukee 2-point favorites here, total 141.5. I'm actually leaning towards Milwaukee here. They've been playing really well lately. I think this is a kind of a low-key, quiet game. And again, if you're a huge fan of college basketball, you'll be on these kind of games. If you're a casual fan, you probably have no interest in watching. But I think this is going to be a hell of a game. It's in Milwaukee, so a home crowd. Don't necessarily know that they get a massive crowd out there. But when I look at what they've been doing so far, I was quite keen on Southeast Missouri. Then Milwaukee, I followed them over the weekend. And they had a few decent games. They beat UC Davis and they beat Boston University. And the UC Davis, they won by 2. Boston University, they really won easy by 21. And Southeast Missouri lost to UC Davis, but then beat BU. So I think this is going to be a good game. Good kind of quiet, good low-key game. Milwaukee has – there we go, pulling up stats. Milwaukee's been shooting fairly well, whereas Southeast Missouri State really struggles from three. I think they're one of the bottom 10 teams in the country, but they're kind of a top 20% shooting team from two. However, I think Milwaukee has ability to defend a little more. From what I've seen, they've kept their games a little closer, play a little better defense. So if anything, I like Milwaukee kind of on a neutral court, but then they're at home. So let's give them the advantage there. They're only laying two. So I would be on Milwaukee here. I will be on Milwaukee in this game. Strolling down the board is some interesting games late. Cal Poly is at Pacific. I was really on Pacific a couple weeks ago, and then they've kind of just, not crap the bed, but struggled lately. They're still 7-point favorites. 139.5 is the total here. Pacific comes in at, I'm just pulling up their record here, at 2-4. So they lost to Stanford by 10 points to open the season. So fairly respectable game. Stanford's not an elite team, but certainly a Power 5 school that it's impressive to keep it close. And they beat North Dakota State and North Dakota fairly easily, so they came out. Then they lost to Cal State Fullerton in overtime. No real shame in that. Then they lost to Mount St. Mary's. And on Friday of last week, they lost to Idaho by 3. So talk about a bit of a gut punch there. So now what team is coming back? Because I think they're a much better team than they've shown. Beating the Dakotas is no great thing, but losing to Mount St. Mary's and then Idaho the way they did is a bit of a gut punch. So 7 points. I was hoping this game was open about 3-4 points, maybe 4.5. I'd have been on Pacific. But can't really back them there. Maybe the money line, although that's around 3-10. Cal Poly, on the other hand, who have they played? Probably teams we're not all that familiar. But they beat Idaho by 9 points. So Idaho beat Pacific, but Cal Poly beat Idaho. I think that's why this line is even as close as it is. If anything, leaning towards Pacific, I just don't really want to lay 7 points. The next game, which I think last two games, I think are going to be quite interesting games on the night. Sam Houston State is in Nevada. So Sam Houston State Nevada's 4.5-point favorite, total here 129. And I think this should be a close game. If anything, I'd lean Sam Houston State. They've played well this year, kind of an upstart. Out of the WAC, out of the Western Athletic Conference. They are, well, technically 6-0, but they played two non-D1 schools. So they beat Oklahoma. Hell of a win to start the season, 52-51 at Oklahoma. They beat Utah by 10. They crushed Northern Illinois by 34. And then they beat South Dakota by 31. So two very impressive wins. But everybody, here's your brand recognition. Now, obviously, Nevada's not a huge name school in college basketball, but it's a lot bigger than Sam Houston State. And I think people are going to look at that. I think people are going to say it's in Nevada. They're coming in fairly well, 6-1 record. They're going to be backing Nevada. actually on Sam Houston State. I haven't pulled the trigger on this one yet, but a +4.5. I like Sam Houston State. I think I'm going to back them here. They've played well, had some big wins, coming in a roll. Nevada's doing well. What are they? 6-1, but they have one win against a non-D1 school. But, you know, their wins against Utah Tech, Grand Canyon, UT Arlington, not impressive. Beat Tulane by 9. That's impressive. Lost to Kansas State in overtime and then beat Akron the other day on last Wednesday by 4. So Sam Houston State is probably the best, next to Kansas State, the best team they played. They lost to Kansas State. They beat Tulane. I'd say Sam Houston State's fairly equivalent to Tulane. That was on a neutral site to beat them. So, you know, could Nevada win? Sure. I think Sam Houston keeps this close and probably going to back them at the +4.5. Last game of the night is the Battle of Washington State. Well, probably not. I think Washington State Cougars would have something to say about this. But regardless, Seattle is in Washington. And Washington finds himself 5-point favorites, 141.5. As much as I like Washington, I think Seattle's a bit of an upstart team this year. Come in at 5-0. Again, two of their games have been non-D1 schools. Beat Portland. And if you're following basketball on the weekend, Portland had a really good weekend. Almost beat Michigan State. Some think that was a foul right at the end, but lost by 1 point to Michigan State. Beat Portland. Beat Villanova. Talk about a mid-major beating a blue blood. Yes, Villanova's down, but it's still Villanova. They beat them. They also lost to North Carolina by 7. So, by 8. So, on the weekend, they lost by 8. They beat Villanova to North Carolina. They beat Villanova by 12, and then they lost to Michigan State by 1 in a game they very easily could have won at the end. So they were playing well, really had a good run. Washington, on the other hand, has also come out as you would expect and done well, but I'm not a fan of the Pac-12 this year. I think they are very overrated. They're 5-1. They won loss to Cal Baptist. That's an ugly mark in your resume. Other than that, they played St. Mary's. So here's Washington's story. They win their first three games, Weber State, North Florida, and Utah Tech. You know, snore, snore, and snore. But the 3-0. Then they played Cal Baptist, who's probably kind of a mid-rank in the country of 360 teams, slightly, marginally above average. So if 180th team is average, they're maybe 140, 150th. They play Cal Baptist and lose. At home, they lose 73-64. Then they go to Fresno State, a decent team, better than Cal Baptist, and they beat them. Sorry, on a neutral site, they beat them by 5. Then they play St. Mary's. St. Mary's has been doing well. A lot of people thought St. Mary's, is really going to maybe close the gap with Gonzaga this year in the WAC. I'm not sure they have. But regardless, last Thursday, they go out and they beat St. Mary's 68-64 in overtime, does Washington. So Washington comes in 5-1, played all D1 schools, decent-looking record. I just think that they're going to be – after that St. Mary's win, they're going to be coming in a bit of a high, and I think they're not going to be ready for Seattle. So I wouldn't be surprised if Seattle pulls this one out. I'm going to watch to see what this number does close to game time. It is a 10 p.m. Eastern time start, so don't have to, as is the Sam Houston-Nevada game, so don't have to pull a trigger on that yet. Going to watch this game, and not really sure which way I'm going. I kind of like Seattle. I just think they're a little sleepy. Washington's going to come in a little overrated in their head, and it's going to be a tight one. I think it's going to be a two-possession game. Maybe even Seattle on the money line, you know, +190, just like Sam Houston State in the previous game, +165. We've seen some huge money line tickets cash in college basketball this year. There's so much parity. There's just so much parity with players moving, with the transfer portal, with all these NIL deals shaking things up. Guys are free agents every year. And it's really hard to get a grasp on some of these teams, especially these mid-majors, the teams you don't know, the Seattles, the Sam Houston States. Who are they? What are they? What have they added? Are they teamed a bunch of seniors? They have a bunch of juniors and seniors added, maybe key player in the transfer portal. We're seeing that, and we're seeing them close the gap on these elite teams, the blue blood teams, but also the high major teams just in general. So Sam Houston State and Nevada would not have been a game a few years ago, nor would Seattle and Washington. Now all of a sudden, both these spreads are two possession spreads, and I think they're going to be great games. So if you're bored late at night and you're not a big college basketball fan, check these games out if you can, because I think you'll be impressed. I think they'll be good, exciting games, and obviously a little bit to wager on and have some fun. So let's get to the ice. We've got 6 games in the NHL tonight and some interesting numbers here. We'll start at 7:05 in the East. We've got New Jersey Devils against traveling across the river to play the Rangers of New York. Devils come in as the minus 115 favorites. This number's come way down, so I've got to look into this a little more. Rangers minus 105. I like the Devils. I wonder if Shesterkin is not starting. He was supposed to start for the Rangers. I like the Devils. I know it's on the road, but Jersey to New York is hardly on the road. Yeah, it's an MSG. There'll be a hometown bias for the Rangers, but the Devils are playing great. Total here is 6. Juice the under minus 115. I'd actually lean to the under. As well as they're playing, both teams have – the Rangers have one of the best goalies in the league, and the Devils are doing well defensively, so I would lean to the under 6, even at minus 115. Tampa Bay's in Buffalo. Tampa Bay comes in minus 150, and Buffalo the underdog at plus 130. Total here is 6.5. Can't really have a side on this. Yeah, there's some value in Buffalo at plus 130, obviously, at that money line number, but Tampa Bay's just a far superior team. So going to stay away from me, and the total – if anything, I would lean to the under. It's juiced to plus 105. The total 6.5, plus 105. But I would kind of lean to the under here. Next game, the Leafs. The Toronto Maple Leafs are in Detroit to play the Red Wings. The Leafs come in to minus 150. The home Red Wings plus 130. Total here is 6. To me, the value is on the Red Wings at plus 130. The Leafs just so inconsistent. Their goaltending play has been inconsistent. Their defense, now that Morgan Riley's down, their top few D are injured. Can they give up a few goals? Yes. Do they have the offense to beat anybody? Of course they do. Do they have the defense to lose to anybody? Pretty much. I still think they're one of the NHL's best teams, but they are wildly inconsistent. So I wouldn't make this myself, but if you're looking for some value, I think Red Wings plus 130, there could be some value there. 7:05 in the East, we have the Vegas Golden Knights in Columbus to play the Blue Jackets. The Golden Knights come in minus 310. Favorite, the biggest favorite on the board tonight. Home Columbus plus 250. Total here is 6.5. Juice to the over at minus 120. When you look at the biggest favorite, you look the other side, says Columbus of value at plus 250 because they're at home. I'm going to say no. They're just that bad. And VGK is a solid team. Inconsistent, but solid. And if I had to pick a winner, I'd pick Vegas, but not laying 310. So I'm going to be able to stay away from there. Dallas. One of the hottest teams in the NHL goes into St. Louis, 8:05 in the East. You can get the Road Stars at minus 130. You can get the Home Blues at plus 110. Total here is at 6, juice to the over, minus 115. I think I'd be on the Road Stars. They're just playing that well. St. Louis has woken up. St. Louis definitely playing better lately. And, you know, rarely are you going to get St. Louis at home at plus money. And if you get plus 110, sure, that's a good price. But I just like the way the Stars are playing. I think they can beat anybody home or away. So if anything, I'd lean to the Stars at minus 130. Final game of the night. Should be a hell of a game. Panthers, Florida Panthers are in Edmonton, 9:35 in the East to play the Oilers. Basically a pick 'em. 110 on each side. 6.5 is a total, juice to the over, minus 125. Both teams can score. I like Florida's defense a whole lot better than Edmonton's, but hard to go against the Oilers at home the way they're playing. So if anything, I would lean at this pretty much even money, not even money, but minus 110 on both sides. I'd lean to the Oilers. And the only thing that scares me, you know, I look at the number 6.5, juice to the over. I can't go over 6.5 for the Panthers are playing, but I can always go over 6.5. Well, not always. I can look at going over 6.5 when the Oilers are playing. So what do you do there? I think personally just stay away from it. But if anything, I would back, you're going to give me the Oilers at minus 110 at home. I think that's the play. You know, they have the ability to go out and score 3 or 4 goals against anybody. Then the question is, can they keep the puck out of their net? And if they can, they can have a decent game on defense. They win, pretty much as simple as that. So, on the ice, I would look to the Oilers at minus 110, Dallas and St. Louis, Dallas minus 130. Some value on the Red Wings at plus 130 at home against the Leafs. And then the first game of the night, I like the Devils minus 115 against the Rangers. I just think they're playing well. And had their win streak recently broken by the Leafs when a few goals were called back, although I think those were the right calls. But regardless, the Devils at minus 115 is a pretty nice price tonight. So even though it's in New York across the river. So some NBA, some college basketball. Some NHL, and started off with some NFL at that lovely Pitt Indy Monday Nighter. Hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you enjoyed the insights and some plays. Kind of a sleepy night to me. Lots of games, lots of action, but nothing really jumped out a lot on the NBA card. Yeah, I had a few plays there. some off the beaten path NCAA games. I think they're going to be exciting, and I'm quite keen to watch a couple of those late games tonight. But tomorrow's the marquee night, I think, for the college basketball. Tomorrow and Wednesday are going to be some great games. And lots of interesting games, or a few interesting games in NHL. I think that Devils-Rangers is going to be a great game to watch. Just hard to pick. Again, leaning on the Devils, but hard to pick. So hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you enjoyed the insights. And by all means, hit me up. Again, it's Doug_Reed34 on Twitter. Send me a DM, comments, thoughts, feedback. Also go to your local or your podcast provider, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, whatever you use. And please rate and review. I would love a 5-star review. It goes a long way for me. Before I leave, though, I do want to mention a couple of our partners. One is Manscaped. If you go to manscaped.com and use the code HOOPBALL, that's HOOPBALL20, you get 20% off your order and free shipping. And if you haven't already checked out Thrive Fantasy, it's Thrive. This is a great new app and a great new game. You prop up with Thrive Fantasy on their mobile app or at thrivefantasy.com. When you sign up, use the code ETHOS, that's ETHOS, to get 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit up to $100, plus either 2 or 4 free game tickets to play. You basically pick props on the biggest names playing every night, and you score points when they hit. So you're not playing against individuals. You're just picking a total of 10 different player props. Whoever has the most at the end of the night is the winner in the group, and you win the collective prizes. Players with the most points win a share of the nightly prize money. So check out, and if you're looking for info, check out our Sports Ethos team. We've got a great daily fantasy basketball podcast run by Keith Cork. That guy really knows stuff. Man, did he have a good November. I'm going to try and get his numbers and tell them to you tomorrow, but his player props, listen to his DFS show. He gives a lot of good info out there. His player props, I think he was up about 13 to 14 units in the month of November alone. You can get all those in the Wager Pass and our DFS Pass. You can get those. So check out Keith Cork and our Fantasy DFS Today podcast, but I'll try and get you his numbers for tomorrow's show. But that can also help with Thrive because all those prop angles that he has will help you with Thrive. So Thrive. So check out Thrive Fantasy. That's Thrive. Check out our Sports Ethos team or podcast for advice to help you. And again, when you sign up, use the code ETHOS at thrivefantasy.com. Hope you have a great night. Hope you enjoyed the show. And hope you make some money. And I'll chat with you tomorrow.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.